For bobsledder and Georgia native Ilana Myers-Taylor, the Olympics are a culmination of more than a decade of work. She's won 3 medals, including silver, at this year's games in Korea. But Taylor's Olympic career almost ended in 2015 after she suffered a serious concussion. Well, now the bobsledder is pledging her brain to science to help better understand how concussions affect female athletes. GPB's Taylor Gant has her story.
Ilana Myers-Taylor always wanted to be an Olympian for Team USA, but she wasn't always sure what sport was going to get her there. After a softball tryout didn't pan out, she got a suggestion for a different kind of sport.
My parents had actually seen bobsled on TV and were like, well, why don't you try this one? They look for strong, fast women. I said, sure, why not? And just Googled bobsled and found a coach's email, emailed them, and got invited to Lake Placid, New York for a tryout.
Needs to find some time, not much, just 0.04 of a second. And a possible goal.
That tryout led to a brilliant bobsledding career for Ilana, which includes a bronze medal in Vancouver and a silver in Sochi. But a year after bringing home her second medal, Ilana suffered a life-altering injury during a 2015 run in Germany.
My sled flipped, I hit my head on the ice, and that concussion changed basically a year of my life. I had symptoms for a while after that, and it really affected how I was able to not only perform at a bobsled, but my day-to-day living.
Ilana experienced the normal symptoms of a concussion, headache, dizziness, fatigue, but long after the crash, she discovered that her mental state had taken a turn for the worse.
I became somebody completely different and was losing it on things that didn't even matter, things that didn't even make sense.
Ilana turned to the doctors at the NeuroLife Institute to find a chiropractic solution to her problem. There, she met Ryan Cedermark, who directs the Institute's Vital Health Life Center in Atlanta.
It's our open adjusting area, so we have 4 tables. So during the busy times, we kind of have all the tables going around. And
Cedermark says athletes who suffer brain trauma often deal with damage to their balance centers, which can have physical and mental side effects.
If your balance is off and you're getting miscommunication from all these tissues in your feet, your legs, and your back, you're going to get some scrambled misinformation going into the brain.
The team at NeuroLife worked with Ilana to regain her mental balance with a number of exercises and tools, including a large rotating chair called the GyroStim, a device that almost looks like an astronaut training tool.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
So you're going upside down. So keep your head back and just trust your straps is what I tell everybody.
With the center's help, Ilana finally began feeling like herself again. But last year, the overdose death of teammate Steve Holcomb got Ilana thinking about her legacy after sports.
For me, I really thought about my history with concussions and what I could do to help other people.
That's when she made the decision to donate her brain to the Concussion Legacy Foundation, a group that studies chronic traumatic encephalopathy, the brain disease associated with concussions.
We know very little about how concussions work in the female mind. So for me, leaving my brain specifically felt like I could do more for my legacy.
The world's largest CTE center, the Brain Bank at Boston University, says out of the hundreds of donated brains they've received, less than 10 are from female athletes. Steve Brilio is director of the Neurotrauma Research Lab at the University of Michigan. He says more data on head injuries is key.
We don't have a strong understanding of what causes CTE, why some people get it, why some people don't. And I think a lot of research needs to focus in that area, and then we can start targeting those things that do result in the disease.
As for Ilana, her injury won't end her Olympic dream anytime soon. She plans on earning a 4th trip to the Winter Games in Beijing 4 years from now.
I'm healthy. I'm still young enough to compete at a very high level, so I want to give it another 4 years, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I'm there in 2022.
Ilana says she'll take a few months to rest up from this year's games. But after that, it's right back in the sled. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.